Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming to the program author J.C. Bruce, and he is the author of Mr. Manners, A Story from the Files of Alexander Strange. Before I bring in today's guest, a quick reminder, the selected interviews are available at our website, as well as on major platforms like Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and many more. Jeff, how are you?
Well, how are you, Don?
Good. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Well, I am a recovering journalist. I was a newspaper editor and columnist for many years. I live in Florida, and now I'm devoting my time to writing this series of books.
So tell us about your book.
Right. Well, the books are entitled The Strange Files. That is the actual title of the very first book in the series. So far, there are five books, the latest of which is Mr. Manners, as you've mentioned. The protagonist in these stories is a millennial journalist. His name is Alexander Strange. He's the only reporter in the entire world who devotes his work full time to coverage of news of the weird, which is why he's based in Florida, which I think we would all agree is pretty much the candy land of crazy. And he finds himself constantly getting himself in adventures, misadventures, oftentimes with the very people he's trying to cover.
Now, who did you write your book for specifically? Who's your target audience here?
I think people who are interested in mysteries, who are interested in books with characters with a sense of humor, with fast-paced dialogue. I'm thinking authors like Robert Crace or John Sanford or Carl Hiaasen. If you like those books, then I think you'll very much like the Strange Files series.
So could you say there's any type of central message or perhaps underlying theme that you would say runs throughout your book?
You know, that's an interesting question for fiction, but I would say that throughout all of these books, Alexander Strange is constantly tested to match up his journalistic values of trying to be truthful and fair and honest with the pressures that constantly hit journalists in the outside world. So I think that, you know, following his journey as he tries to be both a fair-minded journalist and dealing with crazy situations that forces him to get involved in the actual stories he's covering creates an interesting dynamic.
So if you had to choose, what would you say is the single most important idea or concept you're sharing in your book that's really going to add value to the reader's life?
I think that the reason people read mysteries is that they're looking for an escape from their own lives for a few moments. And that's what this book and other mysteries do as well. I think that there is a moral underpinning in all of these stories in that we've got a young guy who's trying to make his way through the world and stay true to his values. And I think that's inspiring.
So if you were asked to compare your book with any book out there we might already be familiar with, which book would it be and why?
You know, when people ask that question, I sort of translate that as, okay, Jeff, you're a writer. Who do you steal from? Who's got the best lines? Who do you like to imitate? And I have a long list of writers that I admire, and all writers ultimately are thieves. We all steal from each other. And I would put Carl Hiaasen up there, John Sanford, Robert Crace, even I would include Ivanovich, and a whole host of other modern mystery writers.
So tell us about some of the characters in the book.
The principal character in the book is Alexander Strange. He's this millennial journalist, covers news of the weird. He has this demanding boss. Her name is Edwina Mahoney. She runs the Tropic Press News Service that he works for. His best friend is a private detective. He works for the Third Eye Investigators. His name is Lester Rivers. And he has a girlfriend. Her name is Gwen Giroux. And he has a crew aboard his boat. He lives on a converted fishing trawler. The Misdemeanor is the name of his boat. And he has a crew. He has his dog, Fred. He has a cardboard cutout of Mr. Spock of Star Trek fame, and he has a mannequin. Her name is Mona, and she's dressed in pirate garb, and she guards the boat for him. So he has this crazy collection of people, private eyes, demanding editors, and a crew, and a fairly oddball crew aboard his fishing trawler.
So is your book based on any real-world characters?
All of the characters in the book are probably drawn from people I have known at one time or another during my career as a journalist. Alexander Strange is probably an amalgam of a lot of young reporters I've known, or perhaps was even myself at one point in time. I've known a number of private detectives. I've probably amalgamated some of that from them. So yeah, in fact, Mona the Mannequin, she's actually off of Alexander's boat right now and is in my office. Fred the dog is absolutely modeled after a dog, unfortunately. His name was Scooter. He's in doggy heaven now. And Mr. Spock is staring at me right now from the corner of my office. Everything in this book is drawn from real life experience. And most of the settings are, you know, places I've traveled to in order to bring real life descriptions to the stories.
Now, he lives in a marina in a Florida island town called Goodland. Is that a real place?
Yeah, it is. It's on Marco Island, which is this island just south of Naples on the southwest coast of Florida. It's the largest and northernmost of the 10,000 islands that dot the southwestern coast of Florida. The town of Goodland, unlike most of this part of the state, which is fairly ritzy, Goodland is fairly ramshackle and very tiny. Its permanent population is only about 300 people, but it's a real place and it's a very interesting place.
Now, you said he's the world's only full-time reporter covering news of the weird. What's the strangest thing he's ever encountered?
You know, he's dealt with a lot of strange stuff, but the strangest thing he's ever encountered actually takes place in the next book that I'm writing now. I'm putting the finishing touches on it at this moment. Its tentative title is An Angel in Time. I mentioned Mona the Mannequin. Well, how strange would it be if suddenly you're sitting in your fishing trawler and your mannequin starts talking to you? That's probably the weirdest thing he's experienced so far.
So have any of your books won any awards?
Yeah, I've been very fortunate in that respect. They've won gold medals and silver medals in a number of literary contests, including the Royal Palm Literary Awards and other Writers Association Awards. The first line in my book, Strange Currents, was recognized for having the best first sentence of any book during one of the International Thriller Writers Conventions in New York City. So I was very pleased about that.
So did your environment or upbringing play any major role in your writing?
Yeah, like I said, I'm a recovering journalist. I was a newspaper reporter, editor, columnist, and that's where I got my writing training. And so I would say that the writing style I use in my books certainly is heavily influenced by all of the experience I had as a newspaper reporter. And part of that, of course, is that you want your writing to be clear, concise, easy to read. And so I think that one of the things that I'm happiest about in my writing efforts is that the writing is approachable. It's, you know, not going to force people to their dictionaries every 5 minutes to try to figure out what's going on.
So what can you tell us about this genre and why you decided to write in this genre?
You know, some of the advice you get when you're starting out is that you should write about where you read. In other words, you know, it wouldn't make a lot of sense for me to read romance novels or to write romance novels because I've never read one. I tend to read mysteries and thrillers. I tend to read science fiction. While I'm kind of forced by various book clubs that I belong to read serious nonfiction, it's not my first choice. I mean, I enjoy the escape of, you know, allowing myself to fall into the alternate reality of the characters and settings and stories that fiction authors create for me as a reader, and a lot of people enjoy that. So I write in the genre that I read the most, which tends to be mysteries and thrillers.
So what's been your most rewarding experience since publishing your book?
Well, you know, it's a lot of fun to go to book signings where you actually get to talk to people who have read your books and want to talk to you about it. And I just love that feedback. It's really neat, the kind of encouragement that you get from people. Since I finished Mr. Manners, my last book, I get on Facebook and other social media and I'm constantly getting people saying, when's your next book coming out? When's your next book coming out? Well, that's rewarding. You know, everybody wants to, you know, to be wanted, I guess. And so I think that knowing that I'm building an audience for this character and for these books is wonderful.
So how would you describe your writing style?
I would say it's journalistic. I think that, you know, everything I know about writing, apart from, you know, stuff I took in college, is from on the job as a newspaper reporter. And so I think it's the very straightforward style that makes it very approachable, very, you know, it's not convoluted. It's not going to put you to sleep. It's very fast-paced. It's driven as much as possible by dialogue. When I'm writing, just like when I'm reading, sort of a movie is playing in my head. When you're reading a really good story with lots of dialogue, you know, you're creating this movie inside your head, and I tend to write that way. I tend to sort of see this movie unfolding as I'm writing it, and that tends to be driven by dialogue from the characters.
So if you had to choose, would you say you're more of a character artist or more a plot-driven writer?
Yeah, I think plot follows the story. There's basically two kinds of writers for mysteries, plotters or pantsers, people that, you know, outline every detail of where the story's going to go before they sit down to write. I have nothing but admiration for people who can do that. I can't. I sit down to write, and I tend to write a first sentence, and then I use that as a writing prompt to say, oh, okay, now where does the next sentence go, and the next? So I tend to follow my characters as I write. I sit down at my desk. I try to write 1,000 words a day. Typically, my stories are about 90,000 words long. So over the course of 90 days, sort of a crash course in writing, I never know when I sit down what's going to happen that day. It's exciting. My characters haven't spoken to me yet. They haven't done things yet. They're constantly surprising me. Stephen King once said, if you're not surprised by your own story, your readers won't be either. And I think that's the fun of writing, and I hope that it translates into books that are fun for people to read.
So in your opinion, who should buy this book?
Everybody. Of course, that's not the answer you want. I think that the market for these books are people who enjoy mysteries, who enjoy thrillers. That's men and women. Probably tends to skew older. These are not young adult novels. So we're talking adults. We're talking about people who are interested in the world around them, who like fast-paced action. Probably people who enjoy going to movies and watching, you know, action-packed movies. They're going to enjoy these books because they tend to be action-packed. And I think that they're going to be people who enjoy other authors write in a similar style. You know, I mentioned, you know, Ivanovich and Sanford and Crace, Carl Hiaasen. If you like those books, you're going to love this book.
Do you have a website?
I do. It's www.jcbruce.com.
Well, this has been just great. Our guest today has been J.C. Bruce, and he is the author of Mr. Manners, A Story from the Files of Alexander Strange. Jeff, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. Go out there, buy the book today, and please share this interview with your friends so that they too have the opportunity to discover our guests and their work. The Author Show can be accessed at any time at theauthorshow.com, and whether you're an author who would like to be featured or a reader in search of new books to read, The Author Show is a great place to start. Check us daily as we continue to introduce wonderful authors of very interesting books on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.